Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show here for episode 67. I find myself constantly when we're in these saying where to begin.
That's good. Because that means there's more than one thing we could start with. It isn't just like the one interesting thing that happened today. How about that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 5 years of however many D&D shows, or really just tabletop shows in general that I've done, anytime we've ever been caught by guards, there's always been an outlandish plan to stop them and stop going to jail. This was the first time.
He sees hate going to jail. We have a fucking command about it in chat.
As a person, this is the first time I've ever just gone with it.
So
for me to wait as long as I did to just say, you know what, fuck this. I think for me that was a step up, I guess, or a different step, really. You can't say step up, but a different step toward RPing for sure. So I was definitely in the mindset of like, the best possible outcome here is probably the truth, but there's a lot of things I could say right now that maybe might be able to force a roll. Or there's a lot of things that I can do right now that maybe might force them to not be here anymore, et cetera, et cetera. And I think everyone was trying to figure out what that path was before we were just like, well, I don't know what else we can do. So I guess we're just going to get taken in.
Well, against odds like that, being not only against guards, but we're on their home turf and stuff like that. Like if we were out in the city and there was an escape route or some hope of escape, like I don't mind being taken in by guards, especially being a character with the gift of gab or whatever, because I feel like that I could talk my way out of it rather than fight my way out of it.
Well, so, there's an interesting thing that happens in D&D where, because D&D doesn't do social nuance very well, you can get into this situation where the character with the high persuade skill can just persuade their way out of everything if the GM lets them, because they're just like, what? I just say, let me free. I get to persuade, right? Oh, I get a 27. They do it. Right? Like, part of my job is to be like, no, it's not appropriate to make that skill roll here. You will never be able to say anything to let them out. And there's gradients between here and there, but D&D doesn't do skill checks very nuanced at all. So I basically have to be like, yes, but the DC is really high. Yes, but you have disadvantage. Or just like, sure.
Yeah.
I also need to be able to say, like, there's nothing in the rules that say everything is possible, right? So I do still have to be like, no. Persuasion is not appropriate in this case, but it's really hard for me because you put time and energy into making that part of your character, and when it's like their big trick, I have to still be like, no, you can't just, like when I said to Sully, I was like, no, you can't sleight of hand something out of his hands. It's like, well, technically, like, I have the skill, why can't I just do it? Like, give me a DC of 50, and if I crit it, I got a 1 in 20 chance of doing anything. And I think that can really fuck with the tone of the game. So there will be those situations where, even though I love it when you try to talk your way out of stuff, there'll be situations where I'll have to just be like, no, nothing you can say will help here. Sorry. Yeah. Like, it's just not possible.
Yeah, right.
But I try to stay away from that if I can.
Yeah. And I mean, I would never dream of, like, trying to do something that was outside the bounds of our created reality. Like, I wouldn't, there's no way I would try to persuade a god to kill another god, like that kind of stuff. You know, I would
it's all circumstantial, right? Like, there are situations where you could do that, but you got to do the work first and like get there and all that.
Which is
difficult. But yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting pushing on where D&D is supporting us and where it can't. Because the inverse of that is you could probably have fought your way out. You probably could have been like, all right, there's a good chance someone will get slaughtered on the way out of here, but let's go room by room, hall by hall, just nuking guards and throwing all our spells out. And that could be a thing, but like you said, you're in the hole.
I think Dan was pretty,
you're in the hall of the cops. So.
Oh, yeah.
Also, too, like from Berg's standpoint, it's like it's been a long fight. This is the first time Berg has long rested in who knows how long. Like, so that's not smart. Like Berg, yeah, he has, you know, a tendency to live, but it doesn't mean that he's immune to, you know, I think a lot of people get that in their head, too, that like, well, just Berg, do your Berg thing. You'll just keep living. It's fine. It's like he can still die. Like,
Yeah.
At any time. I don't know what will happen. And I don't even know. I mean, you probably have an idea of what road we'd go down since we've, you know, reached that point a few times. But for Berg, it was just like, it makes no fucking sense to try to fight right now. Like, and especially if we were all kind of on that same page, you know.
And yeah, that's significant. It's significant as a character because at some point Berg is like, I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to put my hammer down and we're just going to relax for a minute. And you can relax, even though it's uncomfortable, you can relax in a prison cell because no one's trying to get in to kill you either. So it's a whole thing, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a weird place to be as characters in a role-playing game where your character's agency is so important to getting stuff done, having that taken away, being like, no, you can't leave. When, I mean, obviously, Sully at any time could have just teleported out.
Yeah,
but it's about the larger picture, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, there were multiple times. I definitely had a ton of plans kicking around, like almost all episode. I'm curious if Ramus, Dan, if you had any plans in your head using spells to try to get out of there, and what was the the thought process for you to not do that?
I had one spell up my sleeve in case I needed to use it called Meld into Stone, where I could just disappear into the wall for up to 8 hours.
That's a fun one. I've done that. Unless you get stuck, because then you die. So
yeah,
so that sucks.
But yeah, I was just thinking, like, I don't think we'd survive battling our way out of here. And it, plus, if we fought everyone, that would kind of, our chances of ever explaining our way out would just go away, period.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was just like, I don't know. In a few levels, like we'll eventually get to the point where we could be like, yeah, we're just bye, teleport away,
just teleport away,
shift.
Yeah.
We're just not gonna do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What I'm trying to look up what level teleport even is. It is a 7th level spell, so I won't get that till like level 14 or something like that, I think. That's real high level.
Yeah.
I thought it was I think clerics get a spell where I can set a place, and then if I ever cast a spell again, I'll teleport me and McPains to that place.
Usually a
holy place, like a temple of the tower or something.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
cool. Oh, and just in case anyone wanted to know, totally off topic, but my big idea, and I really, really, really wanted to be able to try it because it's part of being a master of intrigue, that whole Xanathar's new class specialties and shit like that. I was going to dress up in his clothes, smear myself with blood and stuff like that. I can't mimic a person's voice per se, but one of the things is you can unerringly mimic the speech patterns and accent of a creature that you hear speak for at least 1 minute and pass yourself off as a native speaker of that particular land. I was going to try and pass myself off as the captain for a little bit to get us past some obstacles or whatever. And also I have a disguise kit in my backpack so I could like do myself up to kind of look like him. That kind of thing. So that was my big idea in case anybody wanted to know.
That was the plan.
So real quick, I think I gotta bow out because I got food that's at the gate. So I gotta. I want to
eat Berg.
Love you guys.
Berg hungers.
Yeah, Berg hungers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know. It was tense in that opening. I guess we didn't even mention like those fucking lotus flowers are back, Dan.
Yeah,
and when there was one, there was more than one the last time we saw those, which kind of led me, as a player, I was like, there's no one here.
That's what wiped our party, our first party, was one of those flowers going off and then shades upon shades upon shades.
Yeah,
so many shadows.
Yeah,
they spawn so easily. It's terrible. They multiply, like, if you don't get rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Are we infected with them?
They have to kill somebody.
Yeah, they have to get the final hit on something. I think it's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So, yeah.
Which is why
we're in an empty keep now is what you're saying.
That's what I'm thinking as a player, not as a character. I don't know why there's no one here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the tattooed guy, he seemed pretty chipper.
I think that was
Hassan. But then he disappeared for 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
So he gave you his cards and he was like, "We're not friends," and he walked away, and then maybe he did.
Yeah.
We'll see, I guess.
He's kind of an interesting character too, because like speaking Auckland is not a normal thing. Like that, you don't really speak that language. The last person that spoke that language was Agni, was it? Or no, it was the woman that was in the spa.
But
on that
comprehend languages is a first level spell, so I mean, not super difficult.
Yeah, but I would recognize that spell being cast. Not that they spoke Auckland.
Well, unless someone cast it before they came to talk to you, but yeah, yes, I understand what you mean.
I don't know what to make of that guard either. Yeah, I was going either way. I'm like, is he just a guard who knows Aqua? Because you said he spoke it poorly, like in common. You know what I mean, it wasn't like spoken somebody who's just very well.
Yeah,
versed in a common accent.
Yeah, that is true. Max, it's fun playing characters that are angry at one another.
Yeah. It is fun.
Yeah.
I had a really good time too, just in one playing that, and that was one of the moments I was gonna like, one of the aspects of today's show that I really, really liked. But also just in general, the interrogation stuff.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Like, that was great. That was super fun. Especially you know, because Berg doesn't get a whole lot of time to talk a lot, you know what I mean? So it was just nice to be able to do that. And I thought it was a lot of good back and forth between the captain and God, this food delivery person has no idea what they're doing. Sorry. 1 second. Go ahead. Yeah,
no problem. Were Berg and Ramus chosen randomly? Did you roll something for that, Adam, or is that on purpose?
No. I knew the order I wanted to do it in, and then I let the conversation indicate what I thought they might do next.
Okay. All right.
And damn it, I was looking forward to going in there.
I wasn't. I'm actually glad I didn't have to, because I would have just pissed them off. Like,
yep.
Intelligence sometimes means that I say things people don't want to hear because I think it's the right thing to say. And that's going to piss them off.
I don't think that's intelligence. I think that's disposition.
I think that's intelligence without reason thrown in, without wisdom thrown in. Like, pure intelligence just says the truth. No matter, it doesn't mix in emotion or anything, yeah.
Yeah, it should just make sense to you because this is how things are. How do you not see that?
Whereas someone like Ramus, like, you know, it wasn't coercion, but it was like, this makes sense because of X, Y, and Z. Obviously, that makes sense, and that's why I have 20 wisdom. Whereas I would go, yeah, X, Y, and Z is the fucking reason. You're an idiot. Like, why can't you just fucking see this already? I'm wasting time here talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is fun. I think the other thing too, I'm glad we had the conversation, Zeke, where you changed your alignment to water. Because that definitely fits a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
This has definitely been the first time for me, as someone who notoriously is always shit on alignment in 5e, where I've actually stuck to like playing air. And a lot of that was done just because that's how I was playing the character. But now the more that I like think about it actively, I'm trying to play to that. Which has been a lot of fun, having that kind of shape the character. And I think everyone else is actually playing it as well. Just not doing it.
I mistook that I was on fire. Just because it seems like, you know, like fire burning passion, you know, like that's Berg. But I'm water in it. But I've still been, and I remember, like, that's the reason I picked it, is because Berg is emotional in line, lined up with what he was going to be, you know.
I think Berg is one of the most emotional characters on the show, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what you are, Dan? What Ramus is?
I'm fire. Very
Ramus
fire.
Is definitely fire. The element of fire, those that bear its will can be overly strident in getting their way. Call them bossy, even. They come across forcefully, selfishness, have an overdeveloped ego. Like, yeah, it's pretty straight up, like, fire sign.
Yep.
That's pretty
much. I didn't need to tell me that I was fire. I already was.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, Dan, do you want to talk a little bit about your interrogation sequence?
Yeah, it was fun to like turn it on its head. Like, he thought he had me with the criminal record and stuff, and then too much truth backfired at him. And he just, what I think happened, and is that he decided to just let the troops go, and they're abandon the post. And I think that's why it's empty. It's because I convinced him, and it's been days since I convinced him to just, why are you doing this? And because he didn't pull anyone else in to the interrogation, which makes you think that he was done with it.
Yeah, there was a big time after. Yeah, big time after that. So it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Either that.
I didn't even consider that.
Or kind of still along the same lines, but slightly different outcome. The Justice Department, like, you know, like the Justice Department, yeah. You know what I mean? Justicar.
Yeah.
Like
BCPD.
He was asking too many questions. He was starting, you know, and they just killed the guards that maybe potentially knew about, you know, their position and stuff. And they're just like, that ain't gonna spread.
Yeah. Or we're going to walk through a door and like, Adam's like, there are 30 guards with crossbows. You're surprised. They get a round of actions. We're just all dead.
Well, you know? I mean, that door that I was pushing against, like, there's a body on the other side. I just couldn't break it down.
Yeah.
I rolled a fucking 4, so I think once we get Berg up to that door, it seems like that was a big point of conflict, so we'll know more, I think, as soon as we get that door open.
Yeah.
I just hope... There was a part of me where when they put the manacles on Berg and they I thought they were going to search his body and find the bracer and then put the bracer on Berg because he's an orc. And I was real nervous about that. One, because I would not have been able to get it off you. And two, that would suck to be back in the fucking bracer.
Well, unlike Kukrit and the way he did shit. These guys are fairly versed in the use of these things, and there has to be a reason. There has to be like a really serious reason. It's a big punishment to be shackled.
Sure.
So I don't think they would just throw it on. It would be like, whoa, this is dangerous and this is escalating things, but we're gonna work it out.
Yeah, I definitely thought about, like, I don't know. There were multiple times where I considered just stealing the bracer and like putting it on Berg. I would have had to pass the roll, but there was a lot of like outlandish ideas that I wanted to do, but I just didn't because it would completely break the narrative.
Your character has gotten a little crazy and it's like a little scary with this bracer. Like,
yeah,
we're all like on the toes. Like, what is he up to?
Well, and I mean, I even talked to a little bit behind the scenes because even the cast didn't know this. I spoke with Adam today, like, you know, what last week I said I had an idea of where to go backstory wise. And speaking with Adam today, I think I pushed on that, but not as like grand as I think I thought I was going to last week. But like the bracer, I think definitely changed Solly in the sense of like he has a goal now. Like he has a clear, distinct goal, whereas he had an idea of a goal, which was finding Berg, and then he didn't really have like a point after that. Because it's just been so fucking chaotic. Like, Berg's even changed a shit ton since we met him. With me and Kalimon a long time ago, so... Yeah. He has gotten a little crazy, for sure. which has been fun. But we'll see where that... The drawing of the cards today, I think, was pretty good. A lot of people in chat and a lot of comments on the community site are taking the Hermit card to mean a lot, that someone's going to leave the cast a character is going to leave the adventuring party in a sense. A lot of people think it might be Tolpa that leaves. A lot of people think it might just be like the City of Brass is an entity, like leaves because it's just destroyed. There's a lot of different interpretations I think of that, which you know, that's just tarot cards doing what tarot cards fucking do. Like,
they're so vague.
Yeah,
but most anything.
That's the idea. Yeah, exactly. They create a framework for people to like attach their own story to.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious because you pulled the cards and someone in chat was like, "Oh my god, how are these this fucking good?" It's like
no, but it's you doing it. Yeah, that's just you
making
the whole
mental leaps.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about them is that it lets us do that. It lets us just kind of like come up with these things that make it fit.
Yeah. And that was a lot of fun.
I like it a lot.
No, I used to do tarot card readings in high school as a lark, just for my friends and some of the people are like, oh my god, And I'm like, yeah. This happens every fucking time I do a reading to anybody, yep. at any cards. It doesn't fucking matter.
I'm a believer.
Take a word to say, like, you have a journey in your future, and you go, you rack your brain. You apply yourself to the cards rather than the other way around.
Yep.
Yeah.
You ruined. That's great. That's why
that's,
tarot cards
that's what's work. So that's what's so powerful about it. Yeah.
You ruined some kids' lives by just telling them some fucking dumb fortune.
It like, went on to become like a tarot reader and like all up in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Have you guys ever actually had your fortunes read before? Like at an actual fortune retelling? I went once with
not someone. not by a professional, but I've done it for people lots of times, but you don't frame it that way. You're like, let's do a tarot reading and look at the cards, and then it's just a framework for having a conversation with somebody about like their life or like what's going on.
I had a really weird experience where I went to a tarot, like a fortune teller with a friend, but I didn't have my fortune read. She did. I wasn't in the room, and the fortune teller said that her and her boyfriend were going to break up. And a week later, they broke up. And I was just like, this is fucked up, man. Like, why would you take those cards to heart at all? Or were you already considering that? I haven't spoken to the person since.
That's what I'm saying. You never know. It could just be like the push that made that happen.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. I hope that wasn't the case because that's fucking stupid, but whatever. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to mention from the episode? I think we covered a lot of it. A lot of the big points.
Oh. I think we're good.
This has come up, and this is might just, I don't know if this is the proper place to bring it up or whatever, but it's a personal thing and it's been brought up more than once. And I wanted to gauge you guys' thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
People have like, I've gotten more than once that I talk too much. And it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't even come up in my head if it hadn't come up a couple times that I overtalk.
Nope. It's a well played show.
It doesn't bother me. Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all. Yeah.
Earlier in the show too, like I had a lot of coffee and stuff, so I was like, you know, just kind of jazzed and whatever. And I like, you know, accidentally talked over, you know, several people. And Zeke, I know you were just joking around. You were like, "You'll get your turn, Berg." I'm like, "Oh, I hope I didn't upset him." I'm just really energetic right now.
Yeah.
No, and it wasn't even that you were talking a lot. It was that it was the it was because it was the same subject brought up a couple of times. Like, God damn it, you know, just being shitty, like I am.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. It's not even an issue at all. I think what happens a lot too is just since we're online and we're using this program to talk, like we do end up talking over each other a little bit and the timing gets a little bit off. That's not a thing at all when we do the live shows. You know what I mean? So I think it's kind of a byproduct of that.
Oh, yeah.
But no, in terms of like me and the rest of the cast, I'm sure, no, it's not an issue at all.
Yeah, you guys.
Well, it was during that, the scene with the guard and Adam kept trying to like the guard now leaves. Wait, one more thing, and the guard now leaves. Wait! I wasn't done yet. Like that kind of just like I think it stopped him like three times.
That was just that person being shitty. We all do that. We all add like a little thing. Something pops up in our head, an idea that might be kind of neat to cap off the scene or add a little extra flair to it because that's what we're doing. We're role playing. Like if we don't do that, what the fuck are we doing? Like,
yeah. Yeah, good point. You're fine. I wouldn't worry about it.
I feel a little better now.
If it was honestly an issue, like I would be the first one. Like I've done that in the past. Hey, you're hogging the scene. I think that's what makes a good good candidate for role playing, not actually like, well, I guess both the brand and the act of role playing is knowing when to give up the screen time and letting someone else do their thing. And everyone on this show knows when to do that. Like
and I'm sure this is standing for everybody else, like if any of us ever have a problem with that kind of thing, like, hey, you know, like I would totally message you. I would encourage you to do the same to me. You know, we're all adults here. So,
yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's honestly, it's a lot of just my personality. I have a lot of insecurities about that kind of shit because I do that. I'm a very talkative person. And sometimes I get egotistical with it and stomp on everybody else when they're trying to talk.
And you know what? I bet you that person probably knows a little bit about that part of your. I mean, it's Twitch chat, right? Why did any actual like, you know, messages and things that poke at us as streamers, you know, land true? It's because they go for your weak spots. So and sometimes they don't even know that that's a weak spot, but it lands. So you know, it's one of those things. You're fine, man.
Yep. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for this episode. We'll be back normal time next week. We're getting pretty close, by the way, to these overlays being finished, where they're fully automated.
Whoa.
They've been, like, in beta test for the past like 4 or 5 episodes, because every time we do a show, it's like, well, fuck, the so-and-so didn't track. Well, let's go ahead and figure out how that works, etc. But yeah, they're coming together, so we won't have to literally do anything. If you change it on your character sheet, it fucking changes on the show, and that's exciting.
Auto fix.
That's really cool.
Life health counters and stuff during combat.
Yeah, everything. It's all automated. Yeah. Like you're gonna have little icons like right here, and if you change your AC, it changes there. If you use a spell and you tick the spell down, it tells you how many spells you got left.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fully automated. And then, of course, the next step is to tie that into like a role play extension where they can open that and be like, "Let's look at Rames Krill, the character sheet."
Yeah, that would be sick. That's where it becomes cool.
Let me look at Berg's character sheet and like have access to that stuff.
That's where it comes really cool, but also that's where the real backseating starts.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Give them the tools for
backseating too.
You know what? We can do it. They know the rule. We need a character. We need a page reference.
Yeah,
and if people are like, you should have used this ability, you could be like, cool. Well, when you are on a role play show with thousands of people watching you, I'm going to come to your chat and be like, why didn't you use your sword, dumbass?
Yeah.
It's like, fine, we hear you, but don't be that guy.
Play perfectly or not at all, because I know I would. I know I would.
Yeah.
I've been on that stage.
When you feel yourself, listen, even if we give you a tool that makes it easier to be that guy, when you feel yourself approaching that guidedness, don't do it. Just don't. Yeah. Just take a step back and be like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Berg doesn't belong to me.
I agree.
It's fine.
I agree. I'm not going to give a date on that or anything, but it's me and the engineer have been working almost every episode after the episode, and he'll basically log the entire episode and go back and look at every single thing that we rolled, which will lead to eventually stats that are automized or autonomous, I guess is the best word. So he'll be like, how many times has Dan had Sacred Flame miss in the fucking history of the game? Because it'll be retroactive and it'll literally go back to the start, which will be kind of cool. But yeah, all that stuff eventually coming down the line. I'm not going to say when, because that would just lead to disappointment, to be honest. That stuff takes time. And hopefully we get it sooner than later is all I'll say. That's it, though. We'll see you guys next week for some more Court of Swords. We're kind of chugging along. We're almost to 70 already. It's good.
208 to 69.
Yep. It's going to be the best episode. Something big's going to happen. One.
It's going to be great at the beginning and the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be good.
I gotta come up with. We should just do like a episode 69 one shot goof, and I'll pretend like we're doing a different show.
Just
like,
played made RPG. Everybody,
we've all made our characters for episode 69 of Court of Swords. This episode is dedicated to the lovers, Arcana.
Yeah, well, exactly. We'll all play one of our parents, and we'll just figure it out. It'll be great. All right. We're out.
We'll see you guys.
Jesus Christ. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.